Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
There are moments that define us, moments we can make a difference. Registering as an organ donor is one of those moments. Your legacy can be the gift of life. You become a symbol of hope for those who need a life-saving transplant. Hope to the hopeless. Power to the powerless. Choose to be a hero by registering as a donor at lifeshareok.org.
Well, this week, my whole team from Oklahoma Farm Report is in Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters event, where we all get together and talk about how we can better serve agriculture. I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. James Mintert about the Ag Economy Barometer. He's a professor and extension economist in the Department of Ag Economics and serves as the director for Center for Commerce and Agriculture. If you remember, the Ag Economy Barometer goes back to the fall of 2015, Mintert said.
It's a monthly phone survey. We talk to 400 farmers every month. Probably the biggest misconception is it's not the same 400 people, though. We've got a big database of farmers that we tap into. In fact, if you get a call from us, you shouldn't get a call again for at least a year. So it is different people every month. The way we maintain comparability is by holding the demographics relatively constant. So it's all based on value of farm production based on the U.S. Census of Agriculture. And so every month, at least 53% of the producers in the survey have a corn or soybean enterprise, 19% have a beef enterprise, and so on down the line. So we talk to, on the crop side, we talk to corn, soybean, wheat, and cotton producers. On the livestock side, we talk to beef, pork, and dairy producers.
The most recent survey suggested a modest improvement in farmer sentiment.
There's a modest improvement, really a very small improvement in farmer sentiment. If you look at it from kind of a longer-term view, farmer sentiment right now is quite a bit lower than it was in late 2020, early 2021, and down somewhat compared to a year ago. And that's true whether you look at the broader index, which is the Ag Economy Barometer itself, or the sub-indices, the current condition index or the future expectation index.
Given the tightness of supplies and the fact that the cow herd has not begun to expand yet, Mintert said the highest prices of the cycle are still up ahead. To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Mintert, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero, which is unchanged from the past 3 months. Extreme drought or worse remains at 1.16%, also unchanged from last week. And then severe drought or worse is at 13.68%, unchanged from last week. Moderate drought or worse is worsened just slightly at 36.34%, up from last week's 35.81. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 55.65%, up from last week's 50.39%. And then according to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, the entire state of Oklahoma is leaning below a 33 to 40% chance of rain throughout November the 25th. You've got farm news on Ron. Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.